Welcome to the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show. From now until kickoff, Fred Huebner and Brian Handler talking Bears football. Listen live on ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app, presented by Points Bet Sportsbook, also sponsored by CBDMD. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show
on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
The countdown to kickoff is on. It's the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah. You can listen to us here on ESPN 1000 and also on the ESPN app. And if you're watching us live on Twitch, you can check out the channel, ESPN 1000 Chicago. And this is the way I look at this game. The Chicago Bears 5-1 on the road to the LA Rams, who are 4-2. Monday Night Football, huge game for the NFC. And I think this is a big game for the Chicago Bears because we can have the conversation tomorrow whether or not the Bears are actually a good football team, whether or not they're for real, whether or not we should be planning for the playoffs based on the performance tonight. The Rams are a good football team. I think the Bears have a very good chance to win tonight's football game. And once they do win that game, Abdallah, the national media will jump on board. People in this town will jump on board, and we will then look at this team as a legitimate contender in the NFC.
I think that the town has jumped on board. You know what I mean? Like and I hate to be that guy, but you have to quote the great Lovie Smith, you got to get off the bus running. The recipe is there. The 49ers showed you a couple weeks ago how to beat the Rams. They did it. They showed you how to do it. They beat them 24-16. They won the time of possession 38 minutes to 22 minutes, and they ran the football. They ran the ball for over 100 yards, for 122 yards, and Jimmy Garoppolo threw when he needed to for 268 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's the recipe. You know, run all the time and throw when you have to. Nick Foles has proven his yards on FanDuel today on PointsBet today is at 240 yards. So that's right around where Jimmy Garoppolo was. Jimmy Garoppolo had 270 yards. So if you can throw for 250 yards, if you can run the ball for over 100 yards, then to me, that's the recipe to beat this Rams team. You want to keep Nick Foles out of harm's way and away from Aaron Donald. And how do you do that? You run the ball. And you get rid of the ball quickly when you're throwing. You can beat the Rams. The recipe is there. Like, it's on paper. It's easy to do. But can they formulate the game plan? And can Matt Nagy run an offense to beat the Rams? And I don't know if they can.
312-332-3776. If you want to pregame with us, talk Bears and Rams with us, here's the question for you at 312-332-3776. What is the one key you are looking for tonight in the game? What's the one key you're looking for in the game that would allow the Bears to win the football game? I think you can go a lot of different directions. I think for one, the one thing that you and I are going to point to throughout this program, you just mentioned it, we'll continue to bring it up, the Bears running game. Can they run the football against a Rams team where the blueprint was just handed to you? The 49ers last week ran it at the Rams and they beat them. It was smash mouth football and it worked. Can the Bears follow that blueprint? Are you looking for the Bears to run the football? Are you looking for David Montgomery to get in the action? Are you looking for Matt Nagy to have a balanced play calling sheet? That's something that we've seen throughout this season, that when the Bears are not balanced, the odds of them losing a football game in his tenure as Bears head coach has gone up. So can the Bears have a balanced attack on offense? Are you looking for the defense? Are you looking for a Roquan Smith to have a standout game on national TV? Are you looking for Akeem Hicks or Khalil Mack or maybe a Kyle Fuller to come up with big plays defensively for the Chicago Bears? Lots of options. Join us, 312-332-3776. What is the one key you're looking at for the Bears to win this football game tonight?
it's got to be running the ball, and it's going to be getting to Jared Goff. You know, when they didn't have any pressures, when they didn't get any sacks, they only had three hurries last year. They lost. In 2018, when they got to him on like 29 out of 43 dropbacks, Pro Football Focus had the stat, when he was hurried in those throws, the Bears won the game. So it's those two things for me. It's running the football, and it's getting to him quickly. Look, this team, the Rams, are probably having the same conversation. Like, they're doing their own pregame show right now across the country, and they're doing the same thing. They're saying, look, we haven't beaten anybody. We beat the Cowboys, who are trash, the Eagles, who aren't very good. It was the beginning of the season, so they hadn't really gotten to themselves yet. They lost to Buffalo. They beat New York, who's trash, the Giants. And then they beat the Washington football team 30-20 a couple weeks ago on October 11th. And then we last saw them, you know, lose to the 49ers. So they're having the same conversation. If they beat the Bears, if we beat the Bears, are we real? Are the 49ers real? Are we going to be coming in tomorrow and saying, hey, we beat the team that has a top five defense? Hey, we took down the offensive guru that is Matt Nagy. They're having the exact same conversation we are, because I don't think either of the, I think the Bears have the better resume if we're comparing resumes, but the Rams haven't beat anybody. They beat the NFC East. That's it. And I think the Bears can take advantage of that.
PointsBet Sportsbook is the fast and easy way to bet. Download the PointsBet app right now. This is the PointsBet Bears pregame show. And Rick Neulex, you're on ESPN 1000. What's the one key you're looking for in tonight's game? Rick? Rick, you there? Ricky? Ricky?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Ricky,
go ahead, Rick.
You're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Go ahead, Rick.
What's up?
Hey. Not much, not much. I was just looking for a little bit more creativity possibly in the offense. You know, you can't do it with a balanced play calling. So maybe try to pull some out of the hat, get a couple scores on the board with a little trickery.
Okay, Rick. And, you know, here's the one thing that would concern me about that. When Nagy always has to rely on the tricky play calling, it seems like things don't really go well for the Bears. I'd rather see them take care of the basics. Run the football between the tackles, utilize Allen Robinson, maybe a slot wide receiver or two, and move the ball down the field straight up against a good defense. That would be number one for me. But I get it. A nice trick play here and there would help. But I don't know if that's really going to put this game over the top.
I don't need that. I don't need the like, it's fine every once in a while. And when Nagy was here his first year, he did the Santa sleigh, and he would go into the defensive room, and he would try to, you know, get guys involved in the offense, and they were excited by it and all that kind of stuff. You can't run your offense.
Yeah.
Normally, don't try to add to the offense. Just I don't care if it's a boring game. I'd rather be falling asleep on the couch and they win, like, you know, around 11 o'clock when this game ends and the Bears are winning and it's like 10:45 and you're like, all right, good win. It was boring, low scoring, but the Bears found a way to win. I'd rather do that than see a bunch of trick plays and they lose in a shootout.
Isn't that always the school of thought with the you're doing too much?
Yeah.
Is when you're trying to get all the trick plays off, but yet you can't even hit a wide receiver screen for 7 yards. You know, the plays are a staple of your offense. Brian in Plainfield, you're on ESPN 1000. What's the one thing you're looking forward to in tonight's game?
I'm looking at the battle of the trenches. I think the offensive line needs to be able to move the D-line out of the way, and looking for Akeem Hicks in that D-line to get some pressure and contain the running game of the Rams. And they win the trenches, they win the game.
Well, that's a good call. Thank you, Brian. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. And I agree with that. The offensive line can show up. Listen, we know that on the defensive side of the ball for both teams, very good. The Rams have the fifth best offense, I believe, in DVOA. So, like, even though Jared Goff may not scare those because they think that he's not a good quarterback, he runs their system well. They run the football well, and they have many decent to good wide receivers. So they have weapons, they move the football, they get a lot of yardage, and they score points.
No, absolutely. And I think on the opposite side, this offensive line is going to be tested. This Rams defensive line is nothing to mess around with. Like, Nick Foles needs to stay upright. We know he's gotten hurt before by taking big hits. And when you've got Aaron Donald coming at you, you need to keep him upright. Also, Leonard Floyd, you know, revenge game, people have been saying. But I don't
revenge for who?
I don't know. Whoever it is.
I think it's on the Bears for how bad of a bust he was here
exactly.
in Chicago.
So I want to see this offensive line keep the quarterback upright and not see him scrambling around and running for his life back there.
We're talking Bears football with you. It's the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Lou Dog tweets the show at Chris Bleck and at Adam A. Abdallah. I'm making tacos for the game tonight. Use one or two packets of taco seasoning for the game? Questions I have, right? Meow.
Meow. Okay. So I don't want to over-season. So if you've got taco seasoning and it calls for like 1 pound of ground beef or 1 pound of chicken or whatever you're using, you got to use the correct taco seasoning to ratio, and then you alter with the other spices, you alter with hot sauces, you alter with maybe you put some jalapeno peppers in there or something like that. But if the seasoning calls for, the back of the packet says 1 pound, you go with one packet of seasoning.
I do think that Lou is onto something. Tacos definitely the key tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. with him on that one. Mm-hmm. Chris in Cole City, you're on ESPN 1000. What's the key for tonight?
Hey, guys, I think everyone's kind of hit it on the head here. It's all about the pressure. I think if we can limit Donald and just move Goff out of the pocket, if he sits back there, he's going to tear us up with their receivers.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. And, you know, that's the one thing where you see that Jared Goff has had the ability to get the ball out quickly. We've also seen Nick Foles be able to do the same for the Chicago Bears. And in fact, I want to ask you about that coming up next. We will take more of your phone calls. What's the one thing you're looking forward to in tonight's Bears game? What's that one key? And also, for those who are still bringing up Mitch Trubisky, I have a couple of stats on why Nick Foles is the starter for the Bears over Trubisky. We'll tell you next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
The Double H Attack is back. Huebner.
Come on, turn around!
Hanley. This is the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
PointsBet Sportsbook is the fast and easy way to bet on the sports you care about. Download the PointsBet app now to get $100 in free bets when you deposit $20 with the code ESPN. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah. We're with you here, Bears pregame, Bears and Rams as we get set for the Monday night game. And your phone call is at 312-332-3776. The question on the table: what's the one thing you're looking forward to in tonight's game? What will be the one thing you look at for the Bears to try and beat the Los Angeles Rams? I've got those stats about Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky. I'm going to give you those in just a second.
Hold on.
I'm going to give them to you in just a second.
Why? We know he's better. Why are we still doing this?
I'm just going to give them to you in just a second, okay?
Why are we still doing this?
Just a tease. John in Mundelein, you're on ESPN 1000. What's the one thing you're looking forward to?
Just a tease.
Hey, guys. Really looking forward to Nick Foles settling into the offense and, you know, finally getting to play. Well, of course, another good defense, but he's only faced a couple good defenses the past couple weeks, but I'm really looking forward to him calling the offense. We all know Matt Nagy's not going to give up that responsibility, so good to see somebody at least saying their honest input. Going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Jim in Beverly. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. What do you think of tonight's game?
Well, I was looking at some of the props, and I thought, you know, if you're not buying the Rams, if you really think NFC East, that's all they've beaten, they're not good, and you do buy the Bears and you think they're legit, if you put $100 on the Bears to win by 7 points, which isn't crazy, right? I mean, it's somewhat of a neutral field with no fans, I guess. It pays $850. I just wanted your thoughts on that. Is that fool's gold, or is that – if you do the logic that, yeah, the Bears are legit, the Rams aren't, win by a touchdown on the road, sure, it's tough, but it's not like, you know, the old days of playing in front of a packed house.
Yeah, let's talk this one out, Abdallah, and good call, Jim. Here's the way I see it. If the Bears win, they're winning by a field goal.
Yeah.
Right, tight ball game, low scoring.
Yeah.
The offense has shown us to this point they can't really score. So for Jim to place a bet thinking that you could win by seven,
mm-hmm.
to me, that would be tough because the Bears are the underdog by 6 points right now. Mm-hmm. And I like that because I think it will be a close game, and I think the Bears can win. I don't know if they have enough offensive firepower to win a game by more than 7 points.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it's going to be close. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think that right now, I know I'm on the Points Bet app right now, and it says that the Bears are a 6.5-point dog.
Yeah,
so you got the hook if you would have waited a little bit.
I wish I would have waited a little bit.
But
wish I would have waited.
But I think that
six.
I think that you're right. I think this is a field goal game. So if you're the Bears, I would look for something, you know, between that 3 and 7 range. You know, maybe even if it's like a 2-point game and the Bears kick a field goal to win by 1 at the end or something. I just don't see it being this. I don't think either team is going to blow each other out. You know, I don't think either team is running away with this. But if there is going to be a team that's going to run away with it, pun intended, I think it's going to be the Rams. I think the Rams are more likely to run away with this than the Bears are. Because think of it this way, right? Just let me paint you a horrendous picture. Horrendous picture is they get to Nick Foles, Aaron Donald, strip sack, fumble recovery, touchdown, Bears get the ball back, quick 3 and out. Then the Rams control the clock. They're up 14-0 real quick. You know what I mean? Like,
what kind of start is that?
Well, I'm just telling you. I'm saying that if it's going to go wrong for someone, it's going to go wrong for the Bears.
All right. To Jim's point, asking whether or not the Rams are flimsy or fake or a fluke, kind of like what we've been looking at with the Chicago Bears in their 5-1 record. Here are the stats to support the cause that maybe the Rams are not as good as their 4-2 record shows. The Rams this season against the NFC East, they're 4-0. They've given up 13.8 points per game in those contests, and they have a point margin of plus 49 against the NFC East.
Mm-hmm.
Against the rest of the league, the two other games that they've played, they are 0-2. They've given up 29.5 points per game and a point margin of minus 11. So who are the Rams? We ask the same thing about the Chicago Bears, but the Rams, their victories are against the teams that are the worst division in football and a team that, you know, we work a show, Waddle and Sylvie, 2-6 right here on ESPN 1000. Sylvie wants the entire NFC East out of the playoffs. He doesn't want anyone from the East. We talked about it last week on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He has a point. And the Rams, well, I mean, for this conversation, he does. They're terrible.
Yeah.
And the Rams have beat up on those teams.
Mm-hmm.
So who really has the more impressive record to this point? The Bears have beaten a really good team. The Tampa Bay Bucks. They are a really good team. The Bears beat them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, if you are looking at the idea that maybe the Rams are kind of a phony good team, maybe that's the stat you look at. So thank you, Jim, for the phone call. I still have those Nick Foles stats for
you. I can't wait for you to tell me why Nick Foles is better than Trubisky.
Adam listening on the ESPN Chicago app. He's in Phoenix, and you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Adam?
Guys, the recipe is simple. It's like it always has been. The key is the pressure of the front four and whether or not they can get to Goff and put pressure on him and make him uncomfortable without having to use the blitz. And it's simple. You get Goff to make mistakes. The D gets off the field. Keep the offense on the field, getting in rhythm, getting to run the football. Everything else feeds off the defense. You shorten the field. You take pressure off all the rest of the phases. It's our recipe for success. Anything else, you know, it'd be great to get the running game going. It'd be great to do a whole lot of things. But if the defense isn't working the way it does, we just don't work, period.
Now, that's a good call, Adam.
Let me help
Adam, appreciate it.
Let me help another Adam out. Let me go for it. Adam to Adam help here. Next Gen Stats here on Twitter from ESPN. The Bears pass rush has rebounded this season after a disappointing 2019. They're the second largest increase in pressure rate at plus 10.8%. So they've ranked second in pressure rate in two of the three seasons since acquiring Khalil Mack, 2018 and 2020. What was missing last year?
Akeem Hicks for a major part of the season.
So without Akeem Hicks in there, the quarterback rate goes up almost 10%. So Akeem Hicks is a key because when guys are doubling Khalil Mack, when guys are chipping Khalil Mack, it allows Akeem Hicks, it allowed all these other guys. And without him, and I know they didn't have him last year against the Rams, it was a problem. So this year they have Akeem Hicks. This year their pass rush has gone up. Their rate has gone up. Their success rate has gone up. And I think that's a huge key to tonight's game, is getting to Goff and stopping the run. And Akeem Hicks is a huge part of that, and something they were missing last year when they faced the Rams.
I've got those Foles and Trubisky stats for you in just a second. Such in Naperville, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Such?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
We're good. What's up, man? What do you think of for this game?
Hey, first of all, congratulations to you and Abdallah, man, on getting your guys' own spot.
Thank you.
But, like, you literally don't leave the office, dude. I feel like you are there 24/7.
There's a nice cot in the back. It's not all bad.
That was back when you worked on Cap and Company. Now we get in. Now it's
life of luxury. Rolling around noon.
Yeah, now you get to sleep in. Yeah.
I love it. Hey, but I think tonight, I trust our defense. I think they are hungry. They're out to eat this year. And all we've asked was for a competent quarterback. And we've got it. So I think we're gonna eat up that offense tonight. My last thing I want to mention, Abdallah. Okay, just entertain this for a second. Would you rather hit on your next four times in a row on the sneaker app, or see the Bears make the playoff?
Ooh.
That is a good question.
Great question, Such. Especially, thank you for the phone call.
Especially this week, because you've got the Off-Whites coming out and you've got the Mocha Ones coming out on Saturday. So I've got the horrible take, I've been told, that I don't want the Bears to win the Super Bowl this year because I don't think it'll be fun because of the pandemic. It's not stupid.
No, it's a hater deal.
You get like one. Look at the 85 Bears. They got one. You might only get one shot at this. I don't want the one shot to be during a pandemic. I'm sorry that it's just me that I want to party and crowd surf down Michigan Avenue when they win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I want to have fun. But it's... Oh,
I mean, you
man.
Can still have fun while being socially distanced.
At home? Just waving a little Bears flag?
Yeah, why not?
Lame.
George in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. I still have those stats for you. George, go ahead.
My favorite college football consultant, Freakonomics guys. Love your shows on the weekend, guys.
By the way,
the Bears, all I need to – Matt Nagy tonight has the coming out party. It's the art of illusion. If they can keep the defense of L.A. guessing run or pass, putting our offensive line and our offensive players, we have enough offense. Nagy has to do it tonight. I believe he will, and I think it's going to be a great game for them.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it. And thanks for listening to Chicago's College Tailgate, my man.
You're welcome.
That's George in Old Town. All right, Abdal. Here are the stats. Because there are some people still in this city who are talking, you know, about Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles. Because Foles and the Bears offense at this point...
Who is still talking about
hasn't been explosive. It's out there.
No,
you've heard it.
It's not.
This is from ESPN Stats and Info. Nick Foles' total QBR is 55.6, and it's only slightly higher than Mitchell Trubisky's 55.2. But he's helping in subtle ways, and here are the three stats I want to give you to why Nick Foles and the Bears' offense is better off with Foles at quarterback than Mitch Trubisky. Nick Foles' average pass has been after 2.43 seconds, compared to Trubisky, 2.9 seconds. So he gets the ball out much quicker than Mitchell Trubisky. Mm-hmm. Foles has been sacked on only 2.5% of his dropbacks, compared to 7.2% when Mitchell Trubisky was in the game. And then Nick Foles. He has thrown off target only 17% of his passes. That's not great. But comparatively, Trubisky this season has thrown off target 26% of the time. And so those three stats for Stats and Info on ESPN.com suggest that even though the Bears offense isn't producing more points and yardage at the moment, they are better off with Nick Foles at quarterback.
Oh, my God.
This is the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show with Fred Huebner and Brian Hanley.
That's for you, Adal.
ESPN Chicago app and ESPN 1000.
Take that.
Now, the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show continues
on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
So you're telling me that people are really not talking about Mitch and Nick Foles anymore? Bears Rams pregame here.
I don't know where you're what you're listening to. I don't know who you're talking to.
Interesting. The Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show, Bears and Rams Monday Night Football here. ESPN 1000, Black and Abdallah with you talking about the Bears and the Rams. What's the one key that you're looking for in tonight's game? We have a whole bunch of them that we've laid out on the table. You can join us at 312-332-3776. Abdallah, it's time for the Tito's tip of the game. It's brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. And here's the tip of the game for the Chicago Bears. The tip is this. Follow what the 49ers did against the Rams. They ran the football 37 times for 122 yards. Mm-hmm. Smash mouth works against this good defense from the Rams. The Tito's tip of the game. Follow what the 49ers did.
Yeah, also stop the run. This is a team that rushes 135 yards a game. So you want to stop the run because also these two teams are the slowest first half teams in the NFL. So my Tito's tip is the first half under 22.5.
Are you trying to out-tip my tip?
Well, I mean, we're just talking tips here.
All right.
Just figured we could each have a tip.
Just keep them apart. And that's the Tito's tip of the game brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I thought I gave a good one. You wanted to try and top it with your own tip.
No, I'm trying to give the people multiple tips.
Ron in Bolingbrook, what's the one thing you're looking forward to in tonight's game?
I was thinking that we need to see Nick Foles step up and have a good game. I'm waiting for that, and we're all tired of waiting. Let's see him do it. We know what he's capable of doing. Now it's time to do it. I would like to see him have a good game.
I'm with you, Ron.
Which one of you is doing the tacos tonight?
You know, someone tweeted us, but actually, my wife told me that I think we're stopping for tacos on the way home. So.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good, right?
Whenever you make it yourself, put cream cheese in the taco meat with it. It is really good that way.
Wait, Ron, are you serious?
It's the worst thing ever.
No, I'm serious. And you do the pound of meat, you do a packet of seasoning, and one package of cream cheese. Dude, it's really good. Serious. Got to try it.
I don't know.
My wife's been making it for 30 years.
Really?
I mean,
What are the credentials for the wife in the kitchen, though? I mean, like, is she a chef?
Wow.
Well, I just want to know. We're getting advice here. I want to know what we're working with.
No, she's okay.
Okay, she's okay. All right.
Good casserole.
It's not really a ringing endorsement, but.
Good casserole?
Huh?
Does she make a good casserole?
She does make a good casserole.
Okay, all right.
Chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Cream cheese and the tacos.
Okay. I'm doing chili tonight.
Cream cheese and the tacos. By the way, there were no new developments today in our hot sauce saga here with the show and at the station. We'll have to keep our eyes, see if anything turns up for the next 24 hours when we're back on the air tomorrow night at 6. It seems like all things on the hot sauce front were quiet from over the weekend. Your sauce was not disrupted from over the weekend, correct?
No, it wasn't. And did you see the hot sauce news today? Sylvie talked about it.
I saw it.
Mike Nolan had to stop a press conference or was late to his press conference because he got some Tabasco in his eye from rubbing his eyes. You never want to rub your eyes after you use the sauce.
No, never.
Never.
All right, so we're keeping our eyes on that. It's the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. Talking to you at 312-332-3776. I've never heard of that before. Cream cheese in the tacos. Steve and Joliet, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that, in my opinion, I think we have the two worst tackles in the league. And how is that going to affect Aaron Donald crushing Nick Foles? At least Mitch could get away from Aaron Donald. Nick Foles is slower than Tom Brady, in my opinion. I'll let you guys answer.
Steve, thank you for the phone call. I would say this. Like, okay, Trubisky could get away, but what does he do once he gets away?
Tucks and runs, you know?
Yeah,
somewhat.
But not to his advantage.
No, the one thing that's going to work
if the Bears are successful tonight is Foles going to get the ball and get it out.
Yeah.
It's not whether or not he can get away from Donald. He's not going to be able to do that. He's going to have to get the ball out before Donald even gets there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key. And you gave those stats. For some reason, we were still talking about Trubisky.
Yeah, I have them right here.
No, I don't.
ESPN stats and info. It was in the packet today. Do you want them again? I can give them to you again.
I don't.
I don't know. Some people are still talking about Mitch. I don't know.
Who?
Tyler, New Haven. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good evening. Congrats on the show, guys. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm out at college right now, so just first and foremost, congratulations.
Thanks, Tyler. Where do you go to school?
Yale University. I'm actually a football player, and my season just got canceled, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks.
But I'm still out here, guys, and being an offensive lineman, I wanted to talk about the most valuable position in sports, and that's offensive tackle. And just like similar to the last caller, I really want to see Massey and Leno show up tonight. I think that's the key to the game. If we give Foles time, I really think he'll have a good game tonight. And also, Ron, with that sour cream, or that was a very hot take with the cream cheese. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to comment further on that, but that was a very hot take.
Would you eat a taco with sour cream or with cream cheese in it?
Guys, you know what the trick is? Okay, bear with me for a second. Just plain Greek yogurt. Saves the calories and tastes just like sour cream. I'm telling you, words to live by.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it.
And he goes to Yale. He's smart.
I mean, he knows
a hell of a lot smarter than we are.
Football player goes to Yale. That works. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Robert in Boston. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Robert?
Hey, how you guys doing? I think the key to the game is to manage the ball well, to keep the Rams offense off of the field. And when the Bears are on offense, to attack their slot cornerback, Troy Hill. I was reading up, and he has allowed a 96.2% passer rating against him, and the quarterback completes about 80% of their passes to him. So attack the slot cornerback and keep the offense off the field. I'll hang up and listen.
Great call, Robert. We appreciate it.
Yeah, the Rams and the Bears are 13-14 in average time of possession this season. The Rams are 13th with 30 minutes and 34 seconds. The Bears are 30 minutes and 33 seconds.
John with no H, he tweets the show at Chris Black and at Adam A. Abdallah. The guy is not wrong. A little splash of heavy cream or a little cream cheese while you're browning your taco meat is delicious. He then also adds, the best way to have tacos, though, is to go somewhere else and buy them.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not out here saying I'm like a fajita or taco connoisseur, but they're always better when I go somewhere else and make them.
I agree. I'd rather have them out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those meals you can do at home.
But there's
especially if you're doing a tailgate,
yeah,
a pregame show, like I get it.
But there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
Not really.
There's a lot of small plates with little things on them.
But that's just the stuff
cheese
that you put on
it.
The taco.
Yeah, and I don't want to have to do all those dishes.
What do you mean? That's not major. You don't have to put it into a little jar. You could just get it out of the bag. Why do you have to get the little dishes dirty when you're just going to take some out of the bag and put it on the taco? Sprinkle it.
I mean, I can't enjoy a fine evening.
No, I mean, you can. I'm saying, like, no, I get it. I get what you're
doing.
I got
to live like a college kid and eat stuff straight out of the bag?
I get what you're doing there. You need all the little plates, and you need it all the presentables out there so then you can get the right little picture for your Instagram post.
I don't post food on Instagram.
No, I get it. But that's why you're doing it. Otherwise, what's the point?
I only post sushi on Instagram.
Eddie on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Eddie?
Hey guys, I mean, I've watched football. I'm 52 years old and sit back there. If you want the Bears to do good with Nick Foles, I know Tariq Cohen's out, but you have to have a second running back out there to catch passes. Him go left, the other guy go right to open it up. We're not Kansas City, where Kansas City has two running backs. When Patrick Mahomes is out there, he's a running back also. And defenses look at that, and defensive coordinators look at that. But you have to have that. If it's Patterson, you have to have a two running back set where he pulls out, and he's out to catch a pass every single time. When Nick Foles won the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots, they had a running back, and you can look at the stats. He had 10 catches for over 100 yards. They need that. Nick Foles isn't doing nothing. He's a standstill, and that's why when Trubisky was quartering, our running back had over 100 yards a carry because of that, because they knew Trubisky, because he couldn't really pass the ball, would just take off and run. But Foles isn't doing that. But if you want to win with Nick Foles, you have to have that. And if this coach can't figure that out, then he's stupid. He shouldn't even be there, because that is the key for us to winning tonight. And because this is what the league has gone to, Kansas City, Arizona, Baltimore, there's not one running back sitting back there. When you have quarterbacks of this caliber that are doing that stuff, and believe me, you don't have Brady, and he fakes it, so I don't even know if they're running or passing, and that's a big tribute to it. But if you can't do that, the running game's not there. So he's going to have to till it out to whoever, you know. But that's my opinion. You guys are doing great. Hey, go Bears, and I love them. I took Bears and the over. There you go.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate the phone call. Oh, no, I've got a couple text messages here.
Oh, no.
You act like I don't put every taco ingredient in a nice little bowl and set up a taco bar.
Thank you, Autumn. Thank you.
Next message. Bag GTFO with taking it from the bag.
Thank you, Autumn. Thank you. And I know those tacos aren't spicy because your boy doesn't like spice.
Oh, come on.
You don't like spice.
I like spice.
You don't like spice. You don't like flavor. You don't like spice. If it's not teriyaki or ketchup flavored, out.
The Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show with Fred Huebner and Brian Hanlon. Back soon. Bet on it. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000. We're heading to kickoff on the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show. Bears talk continues right after the game. Join us for the Bears postgame show with Jeff Meller and Howard Griffin. And Bears Monday begins at 7 a.m. with a new morning show, Cap and Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Bears-Rams in Los Angeles on Monday Night Football. It's the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. Points Bet Sportsbook is the fast and easy way to bet on the sports you care about. Download the Points Bet app now to get $100 in free bets when you deposit $20 with the code ESPN. Abdallah, let's go to the Points Bet Sportsbook and let's take a look at some prop bets for tonight's action. Bears and Rams on Monday Night Football.
So both quarterbacks have the same total yards, passing yards tonight, Jared Goff and Nick Foles, both at 246.5. So 246.5.
I went under for Nick Foles on Waddle and Sylvie.
You did. So did I.
I don't know. Like, I feel like the way the Bears win this football game is by doing the one thing they haven't been able to do to this point, is run the football. So I don't see them gaining a ton of yardage throwing the football down the field.
Yeah, this is like a 3-2 game to me. 3-2.
3-2?
3-2. Defensive game.
That's low scoring.
Defensive game. Darrell Henderson and David Montgomery have close to the same yards for rushing tonight. Darrell Henderson has 57.5, and David Montgomery has 58.5.
58.5. 58.5.
I think I went... No, I went over.
I went over. I have him. I have Montgomery in the 70s. I think he gives us a good performance tonight. I know it's not going to be a great yards per carry, but I think he's going to have to get some help from Patterson, maybe someone else, maybe an end around to Anthony Miller, something of that like for the run game. But I think the run game is going to have to show up tonight for the Bears.
Okay, so Anthony Miller and Allen Robinson for their receiving totals. Allen Robinson over 68.5. Anthony Miller, 28.5.
Hold on. Anthony Miller, as the, in quotes, the second wide receiver on the team, his over-under for yardage catching the football is at 28.5.
Yeah, but if he gets like two, if he gets two catches for like 15 yards, that goes over.
No.
But then he might be.
Hold on. My point to like bringing that up is like that is so low.
Well, they don't think they're going to have a lot of yards. I don't know if you saw the numbers. I don't know if you looked at the numbers.
What is Mooney? Is Mooney on there for an over under, or is it just the comparison for the two?
I don't have Mooney stats
because I would rather bet on Mooney as the second guy to get more yardage than Miller, but not as much as Allen Robinson because Allen Robinson's a stud.
Agreed. But it's going to be. I still think it's going to be a low scoring game. So it's going to be tough. We mentioned the low-scoring game. The over-under is 44. That's the total. And then the first half total is 22.5 right now. So I would go over and under in both, I mean.
44. So what's your final score? What are you looking
at?
3-2. Are you being serious?
No, I'm looking at like a 17-10.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
By the way, Darnell Mooney, 32.5.
32. So it's more yards than what? Anthony Miller. Thanks, Tyler.
I like 17-10, 17-14. No team's getting a 30. I'll say that. I don't think a team's getting a 30 for sure.
24-21 is what I'm thinking.
That's over.
That's over.
That's
right.
Over.
Yeah, I think in the 20s, low 20s, field goal game, a Bears victory.
I gave you the stat earlier that these are the two slowest first half teams in the league. So that 22.5 over. And primetime first half unders used to be a thing. Not anymore. Not in this new NFL with all these throws. The spread in the game, according to the PointsBet app, is 6.5.
Okay.
At -105 each.
I wish I waited. I got the Bears at -6 earlier.
Are you surprised that it went up to 6.5 and not down to like 5.5? Because it went from 6, it went to 5.5 on Friday when we did Like It, Love It, Just a Taste of It with Waddle and Sylvie. It was at 5.5. And then it went back up to 6 over the weekend. And now 6.5. I would have thought that because to me that means that sharp money's coming in on the Rams, because otherwise the Bears are a public team. And you know the Bears' record as a dog. They have a good record as a dog, especially on the road. So to me, I think they're like 5, and they're not 5-1. I think they're like 4-2 as a dog this season.
Well, they're 4-2 overall against the spread this year. The Bears are.
Okay.
The Rams are 3-3 against the spread. But yes, they've been very successful as the underdog under Matt Nagy. It's when they've been the favorite and they're a little full of themselves that they've struggled to impress when they're supposed to be that good.
Well, looking at future numbers, they're a dog against the Saints at home this weekend too.
And you know, to answer your question about the number moving, I'm not surprised because early last week I saw this and I saw 6 points. It's a lot of points. I like the Bears. And then as I sat on that, like we talked it up last week, Thursday, Friday, over the course of the weekend, as it sat there in my craw, I'm like, maybe we're overestimating how good this Bears team is. But, you know, think about it. They were in control against the Panthers the entire game. The Panthers played a really tough game against the Saints this weekend. So it leads me to believe that, what we saw the Bears do against the Bucks and the Panthers, they're actually a really good team. And tonight, getting 6 points, even though they're on the road against a team that's, in air quotes, supposed to be good, the Rams, I like my chances with the Bears and the points.
I do, too. Like I said, I think that if this gets out of hand, it gets out of hand in the Rams' favor. I wonder if this is going to be kind of like the Colts game, where you saw this team struggle mightily offensively and only could muster 11 points. And it's not like the Colts won, you know, big. It was 19-11.
No, but they ran the clock out in the fourth quarter.
That's what I'm saying.
You just didn't get the ball back.
A team that can run the ball, a team like that. I think if it goes poorly for the Bears, it's going to be the Rams that could pull away and control most of this game.
I'm excited for tonight's matchup. This is the PointsBet Sportsbook Bears pregame show, and PointsBet Sportsbook is the fast and easy way to bet on the sports you care about. Download the PointsBet app now to get $100 in free bets when you deposit $20 with the code ESPN. More phone calls previewing Bears and Rams, 312-332-3776. What's the one key you're looking forward to in tonight's game? And Abdallah, I have 5 things I'm looking forward to in tonight's game, and we'll talk about it coming up in 2 minutes.
Chicago's home for sports, talking Bears football. Back with more Bears insights after a timeout.
ESPN 1000.
Bears.
football. We're heading to kickoff on the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I've got five things I'm looking forward to in tonight's game. We'll get to that in just a second. Bears-Rams. It's the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Let's go to Mitch in Rogers Park. Mitch, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. So I guess my key for this game is really the fact that James Daniels isn't playing. Last year when we played the Rams, he seemed to kind of have Aaron Donald's number, in a sense. I know Aaron Donald still got his, but he didn't really make those splash plays that we're accustomed to the best defensive player in the league making. So to me, that's the big thing. And then before I go, don't knock something before you try it, because Abdallah, I tried the pickles with the peanut butter sandwich, and it was great.
I did not steer you wrong.
No, you didn't. And I was taken back by that. I was not expecting it. I was expecting to come on here and rip you a new one, but you know.
So, Mitch, are you referring to the cream cheese in the taco meat?
Yes. I'm just saying.
No, I've never had it.
Yeah,
I know that my grandmother used to put, like, when she made something. I think it was. Maybe it was Sloppy Joe's or something like that. Used to put some form of like a cream cheese in some kind of meat, and it wasn't tacos though. I know that, but I don't remember what it was.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't. Listen, Arabs do some weird stuff, man. They put a lot of stuff in meat. I'm just gonna say that.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate for the phone call.
No problem. See you guys.
They know how to manipulate a meat. I'll tell you that.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right. Bears pregame here, the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. The Bears and the Rams kickoff is at 7:15. Here's the deal for the rest of tonight. Spain and Fitz will take over here on ESPN 1000 at 7:15. So we are with you for the next 10 minutes here on ESPN 1000. It's Black and Abdallah. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6, and we'll also be with Waddle and Sylvie at 2 o'clock tomorrow, 2 to 6, right here on ESPN 1000. Thank you to Tyler Aki for producing tonight's show. And we have a lot cooked up for tomorrow, as well as we got to keep our eyes on the hot sauce bandit and see what's going on with that. You know, everything was quiet over the course of the weekend, but we'll see what takes place in the next 24 hours, see if we have any new developments.
You've got the post-game show with Jeff Meller and Howard Griffith.
Yep.
And you and I used to sit here with Howard and watch games.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, he was doing pre- and post-game. This is before East Coast Media Elite's time, Tyler, producing the show tonight. And we'd sit...
This was like 10 years ago.
I know. We'd do the pre-game show, and then we'd sit in the conference room and watch the game. And watching a game with Howard is awesome. And his
unbelievably cool.
His favorite phrase... And I have a feeling he's going to say it a few times tonight, is, they're hitting out there tonight, boys.
They're hitting out there.
Because I have a feeling there's going to be some hitting out there tonight with these two defenses playing. It's going to be great. I'm very, very excited for this game. Because both teams, like we mentioned at the start of the show, I feel like both of these teams are, you know, the Spider-Man pointing at each other. Both fan bases are kind of the Spider-Man pointing at each other, where it's like, hey, are we real? If we beat a real team, that makes us real, right? Because the Rams have only beat the NFC East. The Bears have had some come-from-behind wins and some sloppy wins, but they haven't won a game where they've looked complete for all 60 minutes of the game. They were in control for a lot of the Carolina game, but the offense still sputtered at times. So you want a game where you look complete. This might not be it. This might be one of those just go and try to win an ugly football game, a defensive matchup, and just score when you can, because points are going to be at a premium. So just, you know, I think that it's going to be a strong defensive effort, but I would like to see the Bears play a complete football game. And that might not mean scoring a lot. That might just mean controlling the clock and consistently running the football.
And I think they did that against the Bucs.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, the first half the offense was awful, but they found a way at the end of the half to score. And they controlled that game in the second half. And I know Brady had a shot at the end to win, but they played a pretty good game against a team that a lot of people are pointing to as one of the better teams in the National Football League in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you're right. Rams, Bears, this is a big contest. Both teams are much like each other. And when we look at the advanced stats from Football Outsiders, their DVOA rankings, the Bears rank overall 14th, the Rams 9. On offense, the Bears are 26th, the Rams are 5th. Defensively, the Bears are 5th, the Rams are 13th. And in the special teams game, the Bears are 24th and the Rams are 27th. So, I mean, the Rams are the better team overall, but in some of these categories, especially defensively and special teams, the Bears do have an edge in this contest. So it's all stuff that we're going to keep our eyes on. Five things I'm looking forward to in tonight's game. I think it's pretty simple. Number one, run the football. We've talked about it here on the pregame show. Can we get 20 carries for David Montgomery? Can you at least get 20 carries? That's what I'm asking for in tonight's contest for the Bears. Run the football.
Can they? I mean, they can try. Will they even try? I think that remains to be a question, because Matt Nagy, if on the first two offensive series can't get the run game going, he just abandons it and he does the BU and he goes, I don't run.
And that leads us to number two, the things I'm watching for in this contest, Bears and Rams and Monday Night Football. Matt Nagy going against Sean McVay, the head coaching matchup in this contest. Remember, when the Bears went 12-4 2 years ago in 2018, people looked at Matt Nagy like he was an up-and-coming offensive genius, right? Kind of like what people were saying about Sean McVay that season. And McVay, to this point, has kind of gotten back a little of that. You know, the Rams weren't as good last year, but people aren't completely down on him. I feel like some people, especially in the city, are down on Nagy. Can Nagy win the head coaching battle against Sean McVay in tonight's matchup?
Well, I think that he can, because it's not going to be up to him. It's going to be, can Chuck Pagano win the coaching matchup, right? Because Nagy has nothing to do with the defense. I don't know if the offense is going to be there, and I don't know if he's going to, you know, I don't want him to get cute and try anything, you know, like Santa's sleigh or anything like that he's tried in the past. Just run the football and get guys open for Nick Foles to find them in his progressions. This is going to be on Chuck Pagano to, you know, draw up some different kind of schemes for this defensive line, for blitzes and all that kind of stuff to get at Jared Goff and to get and disrupt this offense and stop the run. So I think this is going to be a, yeah, we're going to be looking a lot at Nagy, but this is a huge game for Pagano as well.
Five things I'm looking for in tonight's game, Bears-Rams, Monday Night Football, Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Number three, I'm looking for Kyle Fuller to steal the show. We all know how good Kyle Fuller is, but let's see the national media see Kyle Fuller show out tonight. I want to see an interception. I want to see another hard hit like we saw in multiple weeks in a row from Fuller. This guy is playing great football, and I want to see him play great tonight so then the rest of the country starts talking about Kyle Fuller as one of the best cornerbacks in all of football.
Yeah, I don't want to see one of these plays that gets taken away from him again, because I feel like he's had a few of those this year. I look for him, and I look for Eddie Jackson as well. We haven't had that Eddie Jackson game.
No.
And I would like to see, you know, if they're getting good pressure, if Pagano's drawing up enough good pressure for these guys to get, I want to see Goff get, you know, be hurried. I want to see him make a bad throw. And I would like to see stuff from Fuller, like you mentioned, but also Eddie Jackson.
Number four, will a number two wide receiver step up for the Chicago Bears? Allen Robinson is in for a tough matchup tonight. He will be covered by Jalen Ramsey, one of the best corners in all of football. And I think Robinson will get his catches, and hopefully he'll score a touchdown or two. But we need a second wide receiver to step up tonight for the Chicago Bears. I'm looking at Mooney. I'm looking at Miller. Hopefully a Cole Kmet gets into the action as well.
Well, yeah, if you're looking for, at snap counts, you know, this is going to be Mooney's had the edge here. So I think that, you know, Anthony Miller needs to do a better job of hanging on to the football. I think this you're going to see Jimmy Graham get into the end zone again, too. You know, this is a good matchup for him to get in there, and with his size, if they get into the red zone, and kind of go back to what Nagy does best, and that's get a mismatch for him because of his height and his size. And I think that Jimmy Graham could get a touchdown as well. He's 12-1 to score the first touchdown, just saying.
Last thing I'm looking at in tonight's game, Henderson for the Rams is averaging 4.8 yards per carry. The Bears have only given up one 100-yard rusher to this point in the season. I'm looking for the Bears' defense against the run to step up and stop Henderson for the Bears to win this football game.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. I agree with you. You got to stop the run. You got to try to run and control the clock. That's the keys, if you will. The keys that everyone uses: stop the run the ball, control the clock, win the turnover margin.
I got the Bears 24-21 in a close defensive matchup.
17-14 Bears.
All right, and we will be back with you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here, Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. And we will also be with Waddle and Sylvie tomorrow at 2 o'clock, 2 to 6, right here on ESPN 1000. Remember, start your day with Cap and Jay Hood each and every day from 7 to 10. Right here on ESPN 1000. So enjoy the Bears game.
It's going to be great. Get some tacos. Let's go.
Jeff and Howard will have your post-game action immediately following the game for 2 hours.
They're
so stick
be
around.
Out there.
Call them after the show. Let's see if the Bears can win this game against the Rams. And we'll talk to you tomorrow here on the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. It's Black and Abdallah.
This is the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show with Fred Huebner and Brian Hanley. On the new ESPN Chicago app and ESPN 1000.